halacha in Shulchan Aruch. I'll talk about it just for a few minutes. It says Shulchan Aruch Yeridea, Hilchos Mezuzah. This week's parashas, Vo'eschanan is the Kriya Shema, the first parash of Kriya Shema. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elohim Hashem Echad. We'll have to Eishem Kecha. V'chulu v'chulu uchasavtom al mezuzos beisecha uvisharech. It's the first time in the entire Torah when we are taught that there is a mitzvah to write and affix a mezuzah on the entranceway to your home. Okay, it's amazing. It doesn't appear anywhere in the Torah. This is the parasha of mezuzah. And likewise in parashas Ekev, it will be the second time, the second parasha. 2 weeks in a row. 2 weeks in a row do we have the mitzvah of mezuzah. Now here, what is the law of mezuzah? It says here in Shulchan Aruch in Resh Pei Tes, it says the place of the mezuzah. The mezuzah, Ezehu mokom kiviyasa. Where do you put the mezuzah? The Mechaber writes, B'seich chalal shel Pesach, on the inside of the door, B'tefach ha-samuch l'chutz. Many people make this mistake. You're supposed to put the mezuzah, if you have a very, very wide post, you don't put the mezuzah in the center. You don't put the mezuzah closer to the door. You put the mezuzah as far away as possible, towards the edge, or at least towards the outside, correct. Towards the outside, not, you don't have to put mamish at the very, very edge. It can be within a tefach, which for practical purposes in all our doors is very rare in a regular door in your home or in a regular location to have it more than a tefach to begin with, so it doesn't really make much of a difference. But if you have a very, very wide entranceway, like you'll see maybe in a big wedding hall, or you'll see, or they don't need a mezuzah to begin with, but if you're in a big palace where you really mechuyev in a mezuzah, the correct location is closer to the outside. Okay, that's not our topic. B'tchila shlish elyon, you should measure. The ideal thing is to measure. You have time to measure, not just to just put it up there. To measure, to divide the door into three parts, and to put it on the beginning of the top third. Shar elyon gova hashar, v'im kova l'malo mizeh, koshera. V'gul hayr, it's also v'im yash, v'hush yachiket, v'im yamashkev tefach. It's not the point. Here's the point that we want to make. V'tzarech l'kova al yamin hanichnas. You must put the mezuzah on the right side of the way you enter the door. You enter through the derech is to enter into a building, into a room. This, your entrance, the right side of your entry. Because the pasuk that we have to come to the source in one moment. And then we have here in parentheses the words of the Ramah. The ein chiluk beinim hu iter yad oiloi. It does not make a difference if you are a righty or a lefty. In other words, we're going. Let's see. Where does this come? This comes from the Mordechai. Problem is, it's not exactly what it says in the Mordechai. But let's leave that for now. The yim kava mismol pesula. If you put the mezuzah on the left side, psula, it's as if you don't have a mezuzah on your door. Now, let me read to you what it says here in some of the Noisei Kalim. Here it says, you put it on the Yemin. Okay, so here is the Shach. The Shach says here, V'ein chiluk bein imhu ityad v'regel, v'loy dami l'tfilin. Why is mezuzah different than to anyone here a lefty? Okay, so you don't put your tefillin on your on your weaker arm, which is your right arm. Like me, I'm also a lefty. So why is mezuzah different than tefillin? When it comes to tefillin, it says you're supposed to put on your weaker hand. So your lefty is different. So maybe we should learn from there that when it comes to a mezuzah, you should also be the same. You should switch. If you're the homeowner, you're the balabas, the man is the Rosh HaBayis.
Tefillin is personal, one person.
Oh, let's see. Very good, very good. Let's see what he says. Very good. So he tries to v'loy dami litfilin. The itim meniach b'yamin shel kol adam k'moish nespar be'orchaim sim mechov zayin sevav. The shiny mezuzah, like he said, the havei lishmor kol b'nei habayis. It's public, and therefore you have to submit to the majority, since most of your family members are righties. But l'daitoi, mash einkin b'tfilin duhu l'diday, it's personal. Excellent. Imam Shmachavim is what it says in the Shach.
So how do you learn that it should be on the right?
We're going to come to that one moment. Very good. Let's assume now this is given, it's supposed to be on the right. We're going to come exactly that moment in one moment. But over here, the Shach says, now that we assume there's a gzeris hakos, so that has to be on the right, let's make that assumption. It's going to be a biblical source that it must be on the right. Don't make a mistake and think that a lefty should be any different. Since this is for the public, it's not for the individual. Tefillin is for the individual. That's why he changes. How do you know that?
No.
I mean, no idea. I never heard it before. Let's go further. Question. Now along comes the Shach. What happens if you're a single? You're the only one who lives in the apartment. And you're a lefty. So you get married. So until you get married. What happens if you are a single and you're living in your own home? No one comes into your home but you. Just you. So long comes the Shach, the Nira. It appears to me, to who adin im echador levadoi, echad levadoi darba bayis, who iter oish, or let's say you have a family of lefties. Your wife is a lefty and all of your children are lefties. So what do you do now? So you have who iter oish, kol b'nei bayis itarim, Now he says some poetry here. He says some lumnus. He makes another chilek. The din of a mezuzah is not a personal mitzvah. It is a mitzvah for the bayis. All batim are righties. Okay, you have to give a personal character to your bias.
If you sell the house, someone else comes in, then you have to assume that they're going to be righty.
No, he's saying even if everyone in your family doesn't, that's not what he's saying. He's not saying that. There's no difference. In other words, he's saying is that it's in the world. It depends on the majority of the world. In the world, the majority are righties. And therefore, even if you are a family of lefties, it doesn't matter. Because a mezuzah is not a personal mitzvah. It is a public mitzvah, even if you're all alone. And even if your family are all lefties, it doesn't matter. It's a public mitzvah. It's a din of the bayis, not personal. Therefore, the rules are, we follow the majority of the world. Fine. That's he holds that the mechaber seems to be saying, and that is the custom. If you notice the words of the Shach, he's a little bit scared. He reinforced what is said. He says, if you have someone else in your house that's a righty, there's nothing to discuss. But you see that he's struggling. You see that when the situation is such that you're the only one who lives in your home, or you have everyone in the home is a lefty, you see he's not so comfortable. Venera, it appears to me. And he says a sevara. And he says, and then the Gemara never differentiates. There's no discussion. And the Mechaber doesn't discuss anything. And that's the custom. So I must be right. Do you see the struggle? When it comes to if you have a family and you're the only lefty, who cares about you? You're bottle. But when you're the only guy, he doesn't even make an issue. It's push it. It's like mamish push it, like simple as can possibly be. But when you're the only one living in the house and you're a lefty, or the whole family is lefties, you see he's very uncomfortable. He's very uncomfortable here, and he has to. The more someone has to defend themselves, he's good. You have to admit that he's good.
stay here.
The more a person has to defend themselves, the more you know they're guilty. Yeah, we all know this. The more you talk, the more guilt you reveal. He talks a lot to Shach. He's very uncomfortable with Psak Halacha, this epis, there's something going on over here. Now, let's go see over here. Another mafarish. I forgot what I wanted to say. The Be'er Heitev. One second. Where I lost the place. Give me one moment. Okay, here it is. Hey. Itu Yad Gimel. Is Gimel. This quotes over here. Let's just go to. This is the Be'er Heitev. Iter. Okay, I'm now going from the Be'er Heitev. You know, the Mishnah Berurah put the Be'er Heitev in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, it's not just the Mishnah Berurah. In his Mishnah Berurah, he selected to include the Be'er Heitev. He felt the Be'er Heitev was so critical to unlearn. Who learns Be'er Heitev today? No one. You take out the Mishnah Berurah, you learn the Mishnah Berurah, you learn the Be'er Halacha, and if you really alam, you learn what it learned in the Shar HaTzion. Who looks what it says in the Be'er Heitev? Well, why did the Chofetz Chaim put the Be'er Heitev in the Mishnah Berurah if no one's going to learn it? Who would do that today? Think about it. Isn't it amazing? Who would do that today if someone makes a sefer? It's all about themselves. So you write a sefer, so you write your chidushim, and you write this parish, that parish, to include someone else's parish in your sefer. The Chofetz Chaim did that. He included the Be'er Heitev in the sefer. He felt from all of the mafarshim, Shulchan Aruch, the Shach, the Taz, the Gra. He included the Be'er Heitev to be mamish to Ikush Abikarim in Halacha, and he included it on the page. You should learn the Be'er Heitev. When you learn Halacha, you learn Mishnah Berurah. So he writes over here, Iter, the Be'er Heitev. And that's all we have over here. Okay. This is from the Gra. And what does he say? Umashma. This is something different. Okay. Now, this is one halacha. Now, there's another halacha, which I'm not going to go due to in another halacha. When a person comes into the bayis, one of the two things are totally zebizeh. You'll see where I'm going. I'm not going to take long. What exactly is the mitzvah of mezuzah? What are you supposed to do when you come into the room and you pass the mezuzah? What do? You just walk by it? Or do you do something?
It's a mitzvah just to put it up there. That's the way it
is. So let us go back to another halacha. Okay. Hilchos mezuzah. Okay, mitzvah saseh lichtoiv parasha Shema Yisrael v'hamishol lukum b'mzuz v'pesach v'tzorach lizor b'me'oid v'chol azor bo yarichu yomov v'yomov b'bonav v'me'ena zor bo yiskachu z'chus for arichas yomim. Okay, then he writes here Hago misinasa b'tefach achitzayim. It's the very, very beginning of the laws of mezuzah in Shulchan Aruch, a critical halacha. Hagah, Yeshayman. Kish Adam Yoitse min Abayis. Interesting, he writes only when you leave, does not write when you come in. That's an interesting point. Yoniach Yodoy al HaMezuzah. You should put your hand on the mezuzah.
You say which hand?
Oh, that's the question. Yoniach Yodoy al HaMezuzah. The Yoiman, you should say, Hashem Yishmor Tseisi. When you enter Adam Labayis, Yoniach Yodoy al HaMezuzah. The Ramah writes from a Yesh Oimrim. Some say, who is the Yesh Oimrim? The Gra tells us the Yesh Oimrim here is No, he just told us the source. He tells us that it's the Gemara. He's just telling us who says to do this. It comes from Unkelis Hager. The one who gave us Unkelis, the Targum. The Gemara relates a story that Unkelis used to be a soldier, used to be a general or a soldier or some type of commander for the army of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuzaradan. What? Nami, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I made a foolish mistake. I'm talking about one of the Caesars, the Roman Caesars. Time of Rome. I'm confusing the Bayis. I'm sorry. It's a foolish thing. Unkelis Hager was a non-Jew. He was a soldier or a general or a commander, whatever it was, at a very high position in government. And he was a general and he came to do harm to Klal Yisrael, part of the process of the Churban. And somehow he fell in love with Klal Yisrael and he converted. He converted to Yados. And the government, whoever it was, the Caesar, was very disturbed. So he sent a whole army to get him back, to tell him what happened to you, come back. And what did he do? He convinced them they also should be Megaya. And they did. He sent another group of people to bring them back. And he convinced them they also should be Megaya. And they did. So he sent a third group. And he told the third group, do not talk to him. I'm giving you direct orders. Do not have any conversation with him when you go to get him back. So they came to get him and they said, no conversation. We're taking you by force. We're taking you back to Rome. As he left, he said, okay, he puts his hand on the mezuzah. And they, what's this? And he went into a whole discussion, a religious conversation with them. And they all said, Megayer. Everybody said, if I try this, it won't work. You have to be a holy person for this to work. Okay? He put his hand in the mezuzah and got into a conversation. From there we learned that there's a mitzvah to put your hand on the mezuzah. What about kissing the mezuzah? It does not say that anywhere. However, the Arizal over here, he quotes the Shulchan Aruch, Arizal says you should kiss the mezuzah. Okay, so it's an Arizal. Today, many people will tell you should not kiss it because there may be germs and you may get sick. It's not necessarily a good idea to be machmir on the Arizal in today's day and age, but it's not in Shulchan Aruch. It's an Arizal. It's in Yoni Kabbalah. In Yoni Halacha, there are more rites. Yesh Oimim, the proper thing to do when you walk out of the home is to put your head on the mezuzah.
It's on the top third. What happens if you can't reach it?
So then you don't do it. Then you don't do it. No, you're not supposed to put it down. Not supposed to. That's correct. It's not correct. Not now. Not another time. You put your head on the mezuzah. Okay. The Rambam does not make any mention of putting your hand on the mezuzah. No such thing. It is quoted by the Ramah as a Yesh Oimim, and the Rambam does not make any mention. Now here's, in a nutshell, what I want to say, about I'll read the Gemara. There's a very big issue. We quote over here the Shach. The Shach we saw struggled. It could very well be, I don't remember all the details, that not everyone agrees with the Shach. There are opinions that say, Halacha L'maisa, no one's going to tell you to put the mezuzah on the left side. I guarantee you that. The only nafkamina is, let us say you do make a mistake and you're a lefty and you're living all alone and you make a bracha and you put the mezuzah on the left side, can you say that it's a bracha levatola? And when you take it off and put it on the other side, do you make another bracha? Not so simple, because there are definitely opinions that appear to hold, you know what? Maybe, it may very well be that if you're a lefty and you're living all alone, then you should put the mezuzah on the left side. We do not paskin like that. Don't get me wrong. It's unacceptable. It's unheard of. But after the fact, if a person did it, you cannot say that he did not do a mitzvah, he did not have shmirah, he made a bracha levatala. We don't do this. We tell him to correct it immediately, but you cannot necessarily say. But the Shach seems to say it's a bracha levatola. The Shach seems pretty clear after he struggles. He seems to conclude it's a bracha levatola. You made a big mistake. A bracha levatola, you got to start all over again. What is the crux of the issue? The crux of the issue is as follows. Is there a din by a mezuzah of a right hand? is when it comes to certain mitzvahs, you have to use your hand. When it comes to tefillin, you have to put your tefillin on your weaker hand. If you are a lefty, so my weaker hand is the right hand. When it comes to doing avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, you have to use your right hand. If you use the left hand, it's no good. Every mitzvah demands that you use the right hand. And normally, you have to do it the correct way. You have a hand. You got to use your hand. Now, when you walk, this is a very fascinating scientific discussion. Does a lefty, a righty, we assume, puts out his right foot first? Does a lefty put out his left foot first? It's not so simple. Go on YouTube. Go on Google and look it up. What?
A righty has right eye.
Okay. There's a whole thing. It's the body is synchronized. It's a super complex sugya. There are different types of righties and lefties. You know, there's even a certain illness. A lefty. Where's a person's heart? On the left side. Let's say you're a lefty. Does that mean your heart's on the right side? Very rare. It's very weird. There are people who the whole body is reversed and their heart, everything is reversed. Their heart is on the right side. It's very, very rare. It's a very, very rare thing. What status does he have in halacha, that person? How does he differ in halacha than the person who has his heart? Almost every lefty you'll meet has their heart and their organs exactly the same as a righty. So the only difference is, for some reason, he uses his left hand. This that they say that your brains are wired differently, that's not necessarily true. That's a myth. That's a myth. They used to teach you in Yeshiva Katana that a lefty, he uses the other side of his head. I think scientifically they've been proven that's not necessarily true. That's not true. A righty and a lefty, they use the same size of their head. There's something else going on in the brain which is not exactly clear why some people are righties and lefties. And it's a super duper complex righties and lefties scientifically in science. You can probably spend a lifetime trying to learn about all the different types of variations of righties and lefties. And halacha, it gets super, super complex dealing with all of these issues in halacha, in every matter of halacha, especially when it comes to kohanim, who are posel if they're lefties. What exactly does that mean? What does it mean? Which hand to use your tefillin for? It's super complex. Let's assume now, for the sake of simplicity, that when a person walks, which foot do you put out first? So the Gemara seems to say you put your right foot first. But putting your right, well, let's say you put your left foot first. Does that make a difference? So the main issue I want to try to reduce it to is as follows. There appears to be a machlokes rishonim if there is a mitzvah to put your hand on the mezuzah when you walk into a room. You putting your hand on the mezuzah, if that is a requirement, that changes the nature of the mitzvah into a mitzvah that you do with your hand. Once you do the mitzvah with your hand, it gets personal. So when you walk into a room, part of the mitzvah is for me to raise my hand and touch the mezuzah while I'm walking into the room. If I am a lefty, which hand am I going to raise? My left hand. Where is the mezuzah?
On the right side.
Of course, your hand.
Next to my hand.
On your left side.
No. On the right side.
If I'm walking into the room.
You're entering, then the mezuzah is on the right side. You have to go like
when
that.
You normally enter a room, where is the mezuzah? When you're facing forward and you're entering the room, where is the mezuzah? Which side? On your right side. If you're a righty and you raise your hand to touch the mezuzah, like it says in the Ramah, which hand are you raising? Your right hand. If you're a lefty, which hand are you going to raise? Well, what hand would you like to raise? What's the natural hand for you to raise? Your left hand.
No, because that's closer.
Instinct.
Yeah, but I am saying that you should put the...
No,
I'm not exiting yet. Let's have an entering. When I'm entering, if I am a righty, the Torah wants me to do the mitzvah in the most natural way. That's all the halachas are like that. So if there is such a principle that when mezuzah requires a hand, part of the mitzvah is that your hand should touch the mezuzah, and the Torah wants me to do it in a natural way, what would be the natural hand for me to raise? I'm a lefty. My left hand. No, or Michal, no? What are you talking about?
If you, because it's not a skill. It's not something. It's not an instinct. It's the closest. Why would you talk like that?
I hear what you're saying. You're saying a svara. You're saying a svara. I hear what you're saying. Naturally, you're sitting in class and someone says, raise your hand. If you have a question, raise your hand. Tell the students. And some are righties, some are lefties. Statistically, the lefties are going to raise their left hand without even thinking.
Yes, absolutely.
No, is that not a fact?
Yes.
That's a fact.
I don't know the left.
Assume that to be a fact. If you're in this class and you tell them, raise your hand, you don't tell them which hand to raise. A lefty will naturally raise their left hand. If the Torah tells you to do a mitzvah, it's a svara. I hear what you're saying. Tell you, do mitzvah. All of the mitzvahs. Chalitza, you have to use a certain hand. The shoes, you put a certain foot. Every mitzvah, the Torah is always demanding it be done naturally. If there is such a principle that when the mitzvah of mezuzah demands that you do it with your hand and you have to raise your hand, touch the mezuzah, what is the natural hand to raise when you walk into a room? If you're a lefty, your left hand. And what will your left hand be up against? The left side. The left side. If you're righty, it's natural to raise your hand on the right side and touch on the right side. If there's no such thing as raising your hand, it's just a matter of walking. The reason why you put the mezuzah on the right side is because it says in the Torah, "Uchasavtem al mezuzos beisecha." Beisecha means bioscha, the way you enter. The way you enter, you normally enter a home. The way the normal is the shach than the shach. How does the average fellow, not even you, the Gemara says, the average person puts his right foot first. When you take steps, this is what the Gemara says, you can't argue with this, you can't go to science and look at something because this is the Farish of Gemara. The Gemara says the average fellow, when he walks into a room, he walks in, when you walk, you put your right foot first. Righty. Oh, lefty. Does a lefty put his left foot first? Let's say a lefty does first. Who cares? The bias is not a personal mitzvah. The mezuzah is not a personal mitzvah. The mezuzah is a mitzvah on the bias. That's all if you work with the drasha of bios. The Gemara has two drashas. The Gemara has two different drashas for the reason why you put the mezuzah on the right side. One is the word biosra. And the other, we're out of time now, it talks about another source, which we'll do another time. When you work with the print, what does it mean, biyaska? Biyaska means you put your, the second drush, I'll just basically tell you, is a pushka. There was a pushka in the Beis HaMikdash, and the pushka was put on the right side of the Mizbeach. On the right side. Pushka, you put the money in the pushka with your hands. You never saw someone put the money in the pushka with their feet. With your hands. That's the Gemara's second drasha. The Gemara's first drasha, you're not using your hands. You are walking into a room. And when a person who is a righty walks, he puts his right foot first. We have here, there are two different reasons in the Gemara as to why you put on the right side. So if you're a righty, both of the reasons are very beautiful. The pushka was on the right side of the Mizbeach. And when you walk into a room, you put your right foot out first. But if you're a lefty, so then everything is different. When you put your foot forward, you put your left foot forward first. The pushka, you'd be much happy if the pushka was on the left side. But if it's a din in bi'oscha, the way a person walks, then the shach is saying, who cares how you walk? Biyoscha is the way the world walks. It's not a personal mitzvah. It's the way the world walks. The way the world walks. The way the world. But Lodaita, it's in the bias. But if the Ramah says, no, The mitzvah of mezuzah is not the way the world walks, the bias. It's personal. You pick up your hand and you touch the mezuzah. Oh, it's personal. There's a dinyad. Then now there's a, like the second pshat in the Gemara, the second. Now there's a very strong argument to make that if you're the only left living in the bias, indeed put the mezuzah on the left side. So in other words, the Rambam disagrees with the Rambam. The Rambam holds the whole. There's no such thing as a yad in the din of mezuzah. A mezuzah is purely a din in the bias. The bias has a mezuzah. Don't get emotionally connected to this mezuzah.
Is there a
mezuzah? No, I discussed that. I said no. He said that there are more. There's no din to kiss the mezuzah. It is an Arizal that says to kiss the mezuzah. So this lechoyre is a pshat, a mahalich to understand the machlokes. Is there a possibility for a lefty who lives alone to put the mezuzah on the left side? The machlokes would depend, is the nitz of mezuzah required that you put your hand on the mezuzah, like what it says in the Ramah, or there's no such thing? There's no such thing as touching the mezuzah. The mezuzah is there, stay away. Don't touch the merchandise. It's a din in the bais. That's what the Rambam says. The Rambam does not make any mention that you should come in any contact with the mezuzah. Lefi the Rambam, it's nothing to do with you. The bias. The bias is developed in the world, the bias. You go put the mezuzah on the right side and go home, you're done. Who cares you're a lefty? It's a din in the bias. It's not a din in personal and individuals. The Ramah says no. The Yeshayim, a chelek of the mitzvah of mezuzah, a chelek, is you gotta pick up your hand and put your hand on the mezuzah. That makes the mezuzah personal. You put your tefillin in which hand? The weaker hand? You're a lefty, or you gotta switch? You pick up the kiddush cup, which hand? Right, left. Well, you're a lefty, maybe you should switch. Every halacha has its rules. Mezuzah, you gotta use your hand? You know what? You're a lefty, you live all alone, maybe tackle. You should put the mezuzah on the left side. This simple little detail in the law of mezuzah, is there a requirement to put your hand to the mezuzah, or no, don't touch the merchandise, will make a nafkamina in the essence of the mitzvah in a situation, if you're a lefty and you're all alone, where you should put the mezuzah. All right, we'll stop.
What if you have vectors?
What?
If you have the vectors, you can say to you, Lord.